Hi there and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is Pastor Sian Fitzgerald from the People's Church in Dublin. Well, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. We want to just talk about God's promises today, like his promises. And I know as Christians, you know, you're a pastor and a pastor's wife down in the People's Church and in Dublin there. And, you know, it's great for anyone that wants to go on Sundays at 11 o'clock, just there, just at Northern Cross, Clare Hall at the Hilton Hotel. The Airport Hilton, they meet on a Sunday at 11 o'clock. But let me talk to you today about God's promises and how you've seen his promises come over the years and how he's just he's been there. Because I know you have stories and I do too, but it's just reassuring to
you
that his promises are new and every day.
Absolutely. And he's faithful to his promises, Jack. Even if we can't feel it, even if we can't see it, even if we can't taste it, he's true to his promise. And, you know, and we have to walk in faith that there's promises we're still waiting to be fulfilled, but we know he will fulfill them. I think for me, the biggest thing with the promises of God is to understand that there's a timing in it. And quite often we just receive a promise and, you know, it's like that Christmas present thing, isn't it? I'm getting this for Christmas and you want it now and you don't want it now, but you do want it now. And, you know, and if you get it now on Christmas Day, you're sorry you got it now because, you know, it loses the buzz of it. You know what I mean? And I think with the Lord, God makes promises, we receive promises, and it's wonderful. The word is full of promises. But when we look at the word, we seem to just forget that those people, which I always say, you know, whatever you're reading, we have chapter one. They didn't have chapter 37. They didn't have chapter five. They didn't know how they were like you and I. They were going one day at a time. And I think, you know, we seem to look at it. We look at, so like, look at the life of Ruth, for example. Okay. So when she leaves Moab, and I mean, we have chapter four. We know how this is going to work out. We've read it. We know it. We've heard it. We've learned it. But Ruth leaving Moab doesn't know that. She is leaving like you and I. She is leaving as an ordinary person, believing that there is a promise for her. She's heard, she's seen, she's watched, she's observed. And here she is. She's standing and she's leaving with no guarantees, but believing by faith in a promise. She doesn't know the end result. So it's very easy for us to look at chapter one and go, well, yeah, she was going to get Boaz and she's going to be rich and it was all going to be great. And look at who she was in the end. But at that point, she didn't know that. But there is a timing and there is an aligning. And, you know, when you look at, say, the story of Ruth, she leaves with her mother-in-law. Orpah goes back, but she leaves and she goes the whole, and we watch the journey unfolding. And then she comes home one day and Naomi says, we know the story, oh my goodness, whose field were you in? So there's an aligning into the promises. So we're watching this beautiful gold thread running through the life of Ruth, knowing the outcome, but she didn't know that.
Yeah, just like so, Abraham, Daniel, and Joseph, they didn't know.
All the way through. All the way through. Disciples, all the way through.
I often say that. Not knowing who. You don't know the outcome, but God still knows. He knows the outcome, but he wants you to go. Just go in faith. It's like almost like a leap of faith, isn't it? It's going to be okay.
And so walking in the humility of that faith and believing, because I think one thing I learned very early, I prayed about a lot of things. And there was one thing, one promise God gave me, and I really thought it was going to come to pass, and it didn't. And I was devastated. It was very serious. And I was heartbroken. And I remember I spent 7 years waiting for that promise and it never came to pass. And I honestly, Jackie, it was the one thing I couldn't understand. And if anybody mentioned it, I would sob because I just couldn't understand, because I knew God had spoken to me. I knew God was going to give it to me. And years later, when it did come to pass and I sat there and went, oh my gosh, here it is. I remember saying to the Lord, oh, if you had given that to me 7 years ago, you would have destroyed me.
Wow.
Because life takes turns and life takes twists. And there's things that God knows that we don't know. And that's where the faith in his character comes in.
So there's timing then, you're saying, in God's promises. There's timing. Like, you know, we know from Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time for everything under the sun. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to cry. There's a time to weep. There's a time to
think
die.
Think about it like this. So you want to give your children everything. You want to give your children absolutely everything, don't we? And there will come a point, like Rachel now is 23. She has a car. We paid for her license. We paid for her lessons and all that. But I wouldn't give her driving lessons when she's four.
Yeah.
Because what would happen? She'd kill herself and somebody else. You know, all of these. So there's so many things that I don't give my children, even though they're good things. Mm. And they're in the fullness of time. So I don't say to Rachel at 5 years old, go and make dinner.
Yeah.
Go and light up the gas there and cook. Mm. She would hurt herself. So, you know, it doesn't mean that I don't want to give those good things to my child. It doesn't mean that I don't want to bless them. It doesn't mean that I don't want to fulfill all of the dreams that I have for them and the promises I have for them. But we do it as parents, don't we? We're like, oh, well, not yet.
Yes.
You know, how many times have your children asked you for something and you've thought, oh, that I would love to give you that, but you know what? You're not ready for it.
Mm. And God,
like, we have all done that, haven't we?
So the father is saying the same thing. You know, I hear people saying, especially my own kids and friends close to me, that would say, but when? I've cried out to God, but when?
Waiting is hard.
And it's in the...
But you know what? It's like I say, you know, we don't have chapter four, say the book of Ruth. But the day came when she did have chapter four. And our chapter four will come around. It's believing. And that's why, Jackie, we study the word. That's why we know these women. That's why we know these men in the word. Because their fulfillment of their promises is the encouragement calling us on. We're a cloud of witnesses in the Old Testament. Mm. We're a cloud of witnesses in the New Testament. We're a cloud of witnesses over them. We're looking at it and going, the same God that did that for David will do that for me. Right. So these are that's why it's so important to fill ourselves with these, because it builds our faith. We see how God behaves. We see how he loves. We see his character. And it's all about the character of God. When we doubt that character, which is what the enemy started with. Did he say? Did he mean? What do you think? Is that what he's thinking? All for our good. So when we read that and we absorb that, we learn. What do we learn? We don't learn that we're going to get everything, but we learn that the character of God is good and loving and gracious and kind, and he fulfills his promises.
Amen. And that's why when the Bible says his promises are yes and amen, they are, but in his time, amen. Not ours. Shan Fitzgerald from the People's Church in Dublin. Thank you so much, Pastor Shan Fitzgerald. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us on Woman to Woman today.
Thank you, Jackie. Great to see you.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.